Bentornati amici viaggiatori del tempo, siamo ancora noi, Vinicio,
Shinge
e Sofia.
Oggi vi porteremo in un luogo meraviglioso e misterioso. Siete pronti? Adesso Shinge ci racconterà la storia del parco di Yellowstone.
Yellowstone National Park is a stunning natural wonder located mainly in Wyoming, USA, but also stretching in Montana and Idaho. Known for its hot springs, geysers, and abundant wildlife, it is one of the most popular destinations in the United States. Yellowstone National Park was established in 1872 as the first national park in the United States and the world. It was created to preserve the natural beauty of the area. The park covers over 2.2 million acres and is home to numerous ecosystems, including forests, rivers, and lakes.
Speriamo di avervi incuriosito. Iniziamo ora a raccontarvi a day trip che abbiamo vissuto. La prima tappa è stata il Grand Prismatic Spring. Avete mai visto l'iride di un occhio gigante? Ecco, quella pozza è così blu elettrico al centro, poi verde, arancione, rosso sangue, come l'arcobaleno. Camminando sulla passerella, il vapore mi avvolgeva come un fantasma tiepido. Poi, l'Old Failut, l'ho aspettato come si aspetta l'aereo in ritardo, circondato da turisti con il cellulare pronto a fare foto. Ma quando il geyser è esploso, improvviso, violento, perfetto, ho capito perché lo chiamano fedele. Era come assistere a un miracolo programmato, la terra che ti sussurra. Vedi, io mantengo ancora la mia promessa.
What promise? Tell me.
La promessa è quella di offrire uno spettacolo naturale maestoso, mantenendo un equilibrio tra potenza e regolarità.
And then the encounter. As we were driving toward the Llama Valley, there was a skinny gray wolf that crossed the road without even looking at me. For a second, time stopped, but we continued on our way. I watched the sunset from Artist's Point on the Grand Canyon of the Yellowstone. The rocky walls painted pink and gold seemed to catch fire, and as the river rolled down the waterfall, I thought about how small I was, how small we all are here.
Yellowstone is a place that reminds you. The earth needs us, but we need it. I returned to the car when it was already night. The sky dotted with bright flowers and black blanket, and then crumpled map, never been so useless, because some experiences, you see, you can't plan. They just happen to you. I would also like to say something about Yellowstone. It is not a place you visit. It is a place that lives inside you, that takes under your skin with its surface colors, its silences broken only by the snores of poison, the air that smells of sulfur and something ancient sacred. A word of advice, if you ever go to Yellowstone, and you should bring good shoes, a charge phone, and the willingness to feel, for once, not like masters of the world, incredibly like guests.
Grazie per averci ascoltato, viaggiatori del tempo. Alla prossima avventura. Ciao!
Ciao! Ciao.